It is certainly true. The last of October, on Friday at night, a strange apparition, a coachman did fright. In such a strange manner, the like was ne'er known, as here by these lines shall plainly be shown. That night in a Whitehall he had took up a fare, and then unto Water Lane he did repair. And when he had set his fare down in the lane, he drove to the end to return back again. And as he was driving then easily on, the devil appeared in the shape of a man, and leaning against a great post he did stand, with likeness of parchment rolled up in his hand. He called to the coachman as it did appear, the coachman supposing he had been a fare. He stopped his horses and came down therefore, and stepped to his coach and then opened the door. He bid him to drive him to Bride's Low churchyard. The coachman observed him with reverent regard, for little he thought of that infernal sin, and therefore to drive him he then did begin. The horse is possessed with a habit of fear. They snorted and startled as it did appear. The coachman his hat, it fell off to the ground. The night being dark, it could not be found. This gentleman told him, though he did not see it, his hat, it lay under the horse's 4 feet. There finding his hat and the words to be true, he then was amazed to think how he knew. But when he got into his coach box again, his horses they startled and could not refrain, the snorting and flouncing being frighted withal. At length he came near to St. Bride's churchyard wall. The coachman came down from his box in a fright, and said he would drive him no further that night. The devil he held out his hand and did say, "Here's money enough, I will bountiful pay." Then as he did proffer to feel for his hand, yet there was no substance he could understand, nor there was no money the coachman could see. The devil's a liar, and so he will be. Still he in the shape of a man did remain, till he from the coach had descended again. The coachman he turning about to his fare, he then did appear in the form of a bear, which did both his heart and his senses surprise. It staring upon him with great flaming eyes, and also did seem to make at him amain, but he with his whip lashed at it again. And then he did seem to give back and retire, and vanished away in great flashes of fire. Oh, this was a sad and deplorable case. The flashes did seem for to fly in his face. He then stepped into his coach-box straight away. The horses run homeward without their delay. The coachman was speechless, like one almost dead, but they took him down and conveyed him to bed, where 5 or 6 days he did speechless remain. But then at the length it returned again. Now from his his own mouth he hath made it appear, and briefly declared the things mentioned here. He has lost both the sense and the use of his limbs, which is a great cut and a grief to his friends, to see how he lies in a languishing state. Alas, this affliction and sorrow is great, to see how he lieth and still doth remain. 'Tis feared that he ne'er will recover again. He says if the Lord will his limbs now restore, he never will follow the calling no more. There's many hath seen him from both far and near, from whose just relation the truth did appear. Now in Baldwin's gardens, there in Cradle Court, this man still is living, as hundreds report. And those that will take but the pains for to go are